brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 31st day of August, 2010. I hadn't had him on in years, but I found it to be very informative and thought-provoking. So we had him on last week, Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. He'll be joining us in the second and third hour today, and we're going to have open phones with Joel Skousen joining us. In the meantime, we'll be covering all of this important news, like this headline of the London Telegraph today. Afghanistan bomb attacks kill 21 U.S. soldiers in 48 hours. 21 American troops have been killed in Afghanistan since Friday in one of the bloodiest periods of the summer. So that situation over there is deteriorating very, very quickly. And, of course, there's more violence now popping up in Iraq. Why are we in these countries? Well, not for the reasons you're told on the news. For WMDs, or then to spread democracy, or to free the women. Women were the majority of college graduates and new doctors in Iraq. Now most women have to wear the burqas, and that's because the globalists like to put radical Islamists in power. They don't want first world Arab and Muslim countries. And that's the big dirty secret. Who do the Rockefellers and the Ford Foundation fund? They fund the La Reconquista, pick up your machete, Robert Rodriguez. They fund the radical Muslims. They have been caught funding the white supremacists. They've been caught funding every sectarian group pushing division and war and conflict. So then the government and the media can play the part of the arbiter, the referee, the good guy. Oh, look at all the violence. Look at all the sectarian violence. Look at the radical Muslims. Look at the La Reconquista. Look at all the border problems. We've got to come in with a North American Union to fix all of these problems. We'll be covering some of that today. Also, I wondered this morning why I woke up, got on the computer at about 7 a.m., and saw that the Drudge Report had linked to just a YouTube video that we'd posted, that we'd linked to, with this headline, spy satellite used on American citizens, all Americans should have great pride. And, of course, we love the Drudge Report. I loved the Drudge Report many years ago before they started linking to us every week, because I noticed that he was breaking the mold in what you could call crossover alternative mainstream media. Millions of visitors a day. Probably the preeminent news site, period, in the world. If you had to pick one, it's Drudge Report. And he would link to BBC and foreign publications admitting world government. And so that threw Limbaugh and Beck and Hannity for a loop to where they've had to come out and admit, okay, there is a world government, but you're still a kook if you criticize it. It's a commie new world order. It's not run by the big banks that own the Republicans and the Democrats. So I was pleased to see that new link today, and I wondered why he pulled it down, and I found out why. The video was about 3.5 years old. And again, a listener just sent it to us. It's been freshly posted up on YouTube. But that spurred me to think about something even more important. We see this 3.5-year-old clip from Homeland Security back in 2007 when they were announcing, oh, we're going to watch you with spy satellites to stop Al-Qaeda. And then now, the reason this is back in the news, and Steve Watson, Kurt Nemo, and Paul Watson have written about it in the last few weeks, is they're saying, oh, we're using the spy satellites, and we're going to use it to watch your farms, your ranches. We're going to use it to make sure you don't build a shed or work shed or barn on your property under zoning. They're getting rid of all the pretense that it's for shadowy Neanderthals in caves that want to drink our blood. And so I'm glad we posted this, but we're writing a new article to explain. Here they are 3 years ago saying it's for terrorism, and then 3.5 years later they're saying, oh, no, it's for you, the American feast for the parasites. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 31st day of August, 2010. As I said in the last segment, Joel Skousen is going to be joining us coming up the next hour. Had him on for an hour last week, and it just wasn't enough time to go over all of my questions that I had for him. And also want to be able to open the phones up for listeners. The toll-free number to join us, we'll be taking calls during this hour, is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Okay, first thing I want to do is play this clip from 3.5 years ago, because I saw this when I was surfing around the web last week that it had been reposted, and I meant to get to it. But I want to cover this issue now before I get into 21 U.S. soldiers killed in the last 48 hours, before I get into the latest economic information. Bloomberg has the headline, gold rallying to 1,500 as Soros bubble inflates. That is all coming up in this hour and your phone calls. But I wanted to play this clip with one of the deputy directors of Homeland Security 3.5 years ago saying Americans should be proud of the fact that NSA and Pentagon satellites are being used to surveil the American people. Now, when they announced this back in 2007, there was a big uproar. And a lot of federal judges said that's completely illegal. And that was the same time that the warrantless wiretapping was coming out that was illegal. And the torture was coming out that was illegal. And so they backed off and said, okay, we're not going to have local police basically federalized in the fusion centers surveilling everyone. But they went ahead with the training and did it. This is in Greece, Australia, the UK, Canada, the US. It's all the same thing. So the issue here is, here they are 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, saying this is for terrorists. And then now we learn today, and it's all over the news in the last few weeks, that, oh, you didn't pay the city fee to have a swimming pool. You didn't get environmental approval or zoning approval to build that shed on your farm or to re-roof that house. So they're using it. And, of course, you've seen the famous Pennsylvania ad that came out this year where it shows them surveilling somebody with a satellite named Tom, saying, we know where you live, Tom. You owe us $4,000, Tom. We're coming to get you, Tom. So they go from trying to unveil this in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, to now admitting it's for we the people. Here it is.
First, there were eyes on the street, and now there are eyes in the skies. The director of national intelligence has given the go-ahead for the nation's spy satellites to be used regularly by U.S. civilian agencies and law enforcement.
This is a development all Americans should have great pride in because it expands and uses a national technical systems, which we've built for tens of billions of dollars over many decades.
Spy satellites have primarily been used overseas to monitor things like war zones and terror training camps. They've also been used domestically, but sparingly, during events including Super Bowl games, presidential inaugurals, and hurricanes. Homeland Security officials say the satellites will now be used to protect borders and critical infrastructure,
which includes ports, and looking at potential vulnerabilities and threats, as well as consequences of attacks.
Next in line, law enforcement agencies, which are expected to start using them next year. While they can provide crucial high-resolution images, there are limits to what these satellites can do. They can't see faces, and they can't listen. At least, that's what the government claims. But privacy groups worry that because there's so much we don't know about their capabilities, they could be misused, and we wouldn't even know it.
The question always comes down to, what are the standards? Are there checks and balances? And is this a power that we would trust the executive branch to use without any outside scrutiny or oversight or control?
Homeland Security officials insist that they are subject to a great amount of oversight and review, but in many ways, this is just one more case of the government figuring it out as it goes in the war on terror. Kelly Arena, CNN, Washington.
They're not figuring anything out as they go. They premeditatedly lied to you about taking your baby's blood at birth. If you're 38 years old or younger, you had your blood secretly taken. Whether you live in England, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, it's a global program. Most European nations, Western European nations. They lied to you and said they weren't saving your naked body scan images. We could read the Homeland Security purchase orders, and it's stated they're designed to save all your images and attach it to your name and Social Security number and driver's license and passport. They're databasing your biometric body scan and training you to accept this form of tyranny. The government isn't figuring this out as they go. Remember Bush getting up 4 years ago and saying, we do not spy on Americans without warrants, I promise you. Turns out he signed all the orders for unlimited spying without warrants. They lie to you as a matter of course. Remember they promised that the trillions of dollars in the bailout would only be $800 billion? Then it turned out to be tens of trillions. They promised it would be immediately to unlock the mortgage situation. None of the money went to that. The next day, October 4th, they said, we're spending none of it on that, and we're not going to tell Congress where the money's going. And for more than 60 years, Congress has requested to know where the U.S. gold supply is. No one's allowed to inspect it. No one's allowed to look at it, because under the Federal Reserve Act, it's under the private bank's control. Now Ron Paul is no doubt risking his life, saying he wants an audit of Fort Knox and other gold depositories. You don't hear Glenn Beck calling for a audit of the gold, do you? You don't hear him calling for an audit of the Fed. if he started doing stuff like that, he wouldn't be on Fox News very long, and I'd be supporting him. And I'm not here trying to attack Glenn Beck. I'm just pointing out that he doesn't go one-tenth as far as he should with the amazing power that he has. Because they know that the American people have awakened. They know that Ron Paul and many others had become focal points for a huge movement to seriously challenge the left-right paradigm and the Republican and Democratic parties. And the system brought in Glenn Beck and others to co-opt that at that key moment. They've been very successful. By the way, the reason I raise that, it's in my stack. I'm going to cover it after the bottom of the hour break. Ron Paul has put out an editorial that was published in major newspapers across the country, including the New York Times, of all places. They went with it because they think it'll drive a wedge between Republicans and Democrats and further the left-right paradigm. It'll actually do the opposite. And they're scared of Glenn Beck right now, bringing the Republicans into the power structure. They're back into control of the power structure. But the point is, you read Ron Paul's editorial, he explains that he's against Obama and he's against the Republican leadership, because if you look at their voting records, not their rhetoric, look at what they do, not what they say. Government grows when Republicans are in almost as fast as it does when Obama's gotten into office. In fact, previously, government would grow even faster under Republicans than it would under Democrats. If you look at the statistics. But now under Obama, all those rules have been broken. I mean, you would imagine that it would be Democrats with their tax and spend system that would actually create the biggest deficits and things. But if you look at the averages, normally Republicans tend to get even more big government through because conservatives go to sleep. But now under Obama, with the government takeover of health care, with expanding these wars, expanding the size of the federal government, he has tripled the size of government in only a year and a half in office, when George W. Bush only doubled it, a little more than doubled. You can go pull up the statistics on that. But Obama has spent more money than all presidents before him combined. That's George W. Bush back to George Washington. It's really such big numbers, it's hard to even get your mind around this. But going back to the satellite issue, spy satellites used to control American citizens. Kurt Nemo did a boil-down story on this today, showing how all these mainstream publications are promoting how great it is that the environmental agencies and law enforcement agencies are now basically skipping all of the mid moves and going right to the end game, where they're just coming right out and saying, we're going to use this for everything. We're going to use this, and we're going to issue pupils, government jerseys they've got to wear, basically prisoner shirts that have RFID tracking them in real time. And yes, we're putting up microphones to track you on the street corners. And yes, we've got mobile X-ray vans that drive around X-raying your house from a distance. I mean, I knew 14 years ago I'd seen Pentagon purchase orders for domestic helicopters with X-ray, high-powered X-ray systems mounted to them, not just infrared, but X-ray. But now it's in Forbes telling you how great it is. And there's the health issues from this. There's the privacy issues. Yesterday, I was pretty nasty in the 3 hours, very negative. Because it just disgusts me how bona fide and naked this tyranny is. By any measurement, by any yardstick, by any historical perspective, and it's racing in its growth. And it's our tax money doing it as we go bankrupt. And Mexico is descending into absolute hell. Every day it gets more insane, and our government won't use the spy satellites to take care of that. In fact, our government's funding many of the massacres that are going on down there. It's all coming up. I'll get into the economy next. and a bunch of global warming news. Boy, they've been caught red-handed in more fraud. Their house of cards is coming down.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames were.
Let's look at the economic news. Here's a Bloomberg headline out this morning. Gold rallying to 1,500 as Soros's bubble inflates. And every time I've seen Bloomberg make a prediction like this, it's come true. And it isn't that gold is really going up. It's that paper currencies worldwide are being devalued basically in concert. Investors are accumulating enough bullion to fill Switzerland's vaults twice over as gold's most Accurate forecasters say the longest rally in at least 9 decades has further to go, no matter what the economy holds. Analysts raised their 2011 forecast more than for any other precious metal in the past 2 months, predicting a 10th annual advance. Data compiled by Bloomberg shows the most widely held option of gold futures traded in New York for $1,500 an ounce by December. Did you hear that? The most widely held option, this is what the market's betting on gold futures traded in New York, is for $1,500 an ounce by December, or an 18% more than the record $1,266.50. Gold is up more than $13 today. And it's a market fundamental that as the Federal Reserve announces quantitative easing and a move towards global SDRs, another layer of digital cashless currency amongst the banks, based on carbon taxes, based on carbon credits, backed up by faltering currencies. And as governments start monetizing their debt, when the Treasury issues bonds and governments and institutions and individuals don't buy all of them, or in some cases even half of them, the Federal Reserve comes in and creates more currency to buy its own debt. And so to put this in layman's terms, because I'm a layman myself, I've been studying it for a long time, but all the technical terms, sometimes escape me, though I try to understand it. It's very simple. It's kind of like saying Vegas is 2-1 for this football team at the Super Bowl, or Vegas has got odds for this team to win. And generally, almost always, the house wins. That's why if you bet for the underdog and win, you end up making a lot more money. There's not a very big spread of profit if you bet for who Vegas is saying is going to win the Super Bowl. So the majority of the money now on Wall Street in the futures market for December, coming up in 3 months, is on gold going up 18%. And they talk about it only increasing in value after that. In fact, give me a document cam shot. I'll show people this article here today. We can put it on screen. I know you were earlier. Gold rallying to 1,500 as Soros bubble inflates. And every time I talk about gold, I get emails. Every time I talk about the stock market, saying, well, I'm not in gold, so I don't care. Or I'm not in the stock market, so I don't care. Well, almost every major corporation and company in this country that produces jobs and pays taxes and pays for the infrastructure is in the stock market. And that's how they're funding themselves. And the big canary in the coal mine, there's many, unemployment numbers, housing starts, inflation numbers, those are always important. But the real canary in the coal mine is always gold. Gold. And the fact that the majority, or in their words, the most widely held, the most popular option on gold futures traded in New York is $1,500 an ounce by December. So we're talking about 3 months from now. It's the end of August, September, October, November. 3 months from now, 3 months and 1 day, technically, will be end of the month of December. And Wall Street, who it's all an insider game, is saying it's going to be $1,500 an ounce. So we'll continue to discuss the economy on the other side. Then I'm going to get into the carbon taxing crowd.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It happens more and more. I did hours of research Sunday night, hours of research Monday morning, about 30 minutes of scanning back over the news before I went live yesterday, and then I got so upset and so overwhelmed by everything that yesterday, overall, I was pretty negative and defeatist and angry. You know that feeling of almost like being dirty? Is like, I don't mean dirty sexually or dirty like mud on your hands or mud on your feet. I mean cloudy. Like you have ashes in your mouth. Just, I guess you call it depression. I don't really get depressed. I get angry and disgusted. And it's like a dark cloud is hanging over my head. And I'm like, why are public schools nationwide, all over the country, making children wear RFID tracker chips? Why is the government taking babies' blood secretly at birth and lying about it? Why are they scanning our naked bodies at airports and saving it? Why does the CIA admit that they put out fake bin Laden videos and there's no congressional investigation? Why are they putting naked body scanners in mobile trucks and federal and state courthouses? Why have foreign offshore banks stolen over $28 trillion, according to Bloomberg, in the first year since the banker bailout? Oh, yeah, we haven't gotten new numbers in about 8 months. It was $28 trillion in January. They don't even release the raw numbers anymore. When I realize and really consciously focus, and I know I say this all the time because I'm dumbfounded. I'm dumbfounded. I can't believe that we're in this much tyranny and that it's accelerating this fast. I see where it's going. And every day I say on the broadcast, because this is all I think about, I look at my innocent children, little bitty sweet children, and how good they are and how full of creativity and love and curiosity they are. And I think about how corrupt this world is, and it just makes me so angry and so disgusted that I can't even describe it. And then I become speechless. You know, that's what happens. Then I have trouble even doing the radio broadcast because it's a painful process for me. This isn't entertainment. It's not fun. Sometimes I screw around and joke around, and it's kind of good to get into that mindset sometimes so I'm not so stressed out. And all work and no play will make anybody dull. But at the same time, when I do screw around or get in a good mood, I feel guilty later because I realize how much trouble as a society we're really in. I mean, the globalists in their own records that we've linked to and reported on say they want to destroy our economy by design. And they're doing it. And they're shipping the narcotics in and murdering their competition. That's what the Mexico war is about. And they're cold-blooded. The globalists enjoy killing. And if we don't wake up to that and realize that we have a global corporate tyranny dominating our nation and almost every other nation on earth, and if we don't become more sophisticated and realize their systems of control, 99% of us are going to be adversely affected by the changes happening in the world. So many of you who are compartmentalized need to wake up and realize that you are under attack. I mean, here's an example, and then I'm getting back into the economy, but here's an example. Just yesterday, we had articles written at Infowars.com repeatedly . And when I talk about this, I don't want to just come on air and talk about it and then have it just be some background chatter. I mean, I listen to rebroadcast of my show sometimes, and sometimes it's very fluent, it's very clear, it's very eloquent, it's filled with truth and charisma. And other times I'm sitting there barking out, kind of just chirping out statistics and numbers and incredible facts and truth, but still I don't pause to illustrate just how massive the news and information is. And I don't feel worthy to even be bringing you this information. It's so incredible. And I don't think the average bureaucrat or media minion who goes along with all of this fully understands just how murderous the globalists are and how dangerous this situation is. Tyranny is not fun, and it ends in mass murder and death. World War II conservatively killed about 64 million people on all sides. And our government brags that they put Pol Pot into power, who killed 30% of Cambodia's population conservatively. Mao Zedong, who the Chinese say killed 84 million, 85 million. The U.S. government says about 64 million. So you better get this straight. The globalists like to wipe out large groups of people to reorganize society to secure their ill-gotten gains, and they're getting ready to pull similar things here in the United States. This depression is only the beginning. And that isn't what I think. That's what I know. That's not my opinion. That's the historical fact. Do you get that? Do you understand that? But I thought about those articles last week. Out of the hundreds of books I've read and Aaron Dykes has read, out of the hundreds and hundreds of white papers we've read, out of the hundreds of articles that Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, and myself and other writers for InfoWars have written over the years, I didn't even know that for more than 20 years, the Rockefeller Foundation had released hundreds and hundreds of different documents bragging how they developed the tetanus vaccine with the female hormone added to sterilize women. I knew about the UN program when they got caught doing it in the 90s, but I didn't know that. And then Rob Dew found a bunch of others on the Rockefeller Foundation site. They're the ones putting this out. They're proud of it with even more stuff they're putting in the vaccines. I mean, we have them red-handed. And then I get disgusted with myself laying in bed last night at midnight thinking, you've had those documents for a week. You've posted a couple articles about it. Last night, I was late to my grandmother's 85th birthday party. We had one Sunday and Monday, different family coming into town. Because I couldn't leave my office, I was there reading these documents. I mean, what is the normal response? What am I supposed to do? I don't want to sell advertising. I don't care about changing the oil in my car. I don't care about dressing nice. I don't care about being well known in the media. I don't have all these petty rivalries and things. I mean, we all do to a certain extent, but those areas in me, my ego is dissipating. I actually kind of need my ego, we all do, to propel ourselves forward, and I'm losing it. Because the reality of my food, my water, the vaccines being poisoned and having all the proof they're drugging the water and food, the proof they're adding bioweapons to the vaccines, the proof they're designing pharmacological crops and pharmacological chimera fish and pigs and other meat products designed to brain damage us, give us cancer, and sterilize us. I mean, it doesn't get any more heavy than that. Have you seen the end of the famous 1950s Body Snatchers? Guys, pull up the end of Body Snatchers. The end of the original Body Snatchers. I guarantee it's on YouTube. It's not the one in the 70s, you know, where she's in the park in D.C. and says, is that you? And her friend's been turned into one, and he hisses at her. Not that one. It's the one where the doctor sees the town get taken over, so he's running through the hills. His wife gets turned into one. She falls asleep. Now she's after him. He's running through the hills. He runs out on the highway from Bakersfield, and this truck almost runs over him, and he climbs up in the back of the truck, and it's the pod people. It's the pods, and they're going into L.A., and he's screaming, you're in danger. They're everywhere. Run for your lives. But this isn't pod people carried on the solar winds by meteorites landing and taking over. This is a group of scientific elites who've cold-bloodedly decided to scientifically conquer society. They say, oh, dictators didn't have it right. We'll do it by stealth and with science. We'll drug the food and water, dumb them down, put stuff in the vaccines. This is in the 20s. Now I've got all their documents from the 50s, 60s, and 70s where they were planning it. Now they're doing it. And literally, I should be running around in traffic. I'm not saying do that. I'm saying that's the normal response. Screaming, we're in danger. They're taking over. Warn everyone. I mean, people should be on hunger strikes, banner hangs, state houses should have millions of people around them in throngs. Everyone should be freaking out. But we've only discovered they're putting poisons in the water and food after they hit us. The public's already been hit by this stuff. They're already being inculcated into the brain damage. They're already being inculcated into the mind control. They're already brain damaged. That's why they can't get upset. It's why they're listening to me now. They can go find the documents. They've even heard about it on mainstream news, like, oh, we want to put lithium in your water, and maybe we should sterilize people. Because we're already drugged. Now, let me get back into the economy here. It's the same thing on the economy. We know they're starting to monetize the debt. That is print money. We know they've made this decision. They're openly announcing the global government and the new global digital currency, the Bancor, that everything else is going to be based on. This is official IMF. And I've got to sit here and watch Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh make fun of me. Look, it's not funny. When it's in the mainstream news and the Drudge Report's even linking to it, and you guys are still running around denying it because you spent years saying it didn't exist. We don't have time to screw around anymore. I want Glenn Beck to talk about what's in the vaccines. I want him to talk about the naked body scanners. I want him to tell his audience to do more than just vote for Republicans. Look, I just want my country and humanity back. I mean, look at this Bloomberg headline. Gold rallying to 1,500 as Soros bubble inflates. And it goes on to say that the most widely held options on gold futures traded in New York are $1,500 an ounce, or 18% higher, by December, 3 months from now. Gold's up over $13 today. They go on to say either a swift economic recovery or a further dismal economic performance should bring new buyers into the market, said Eugene Weinberg, an analyst with Commons Bank AG Frankfurt, who was the most accurate forecaster in the first quarter and expects the metal to rise as high as $1,400 next year. He says a stronger economy would create more of a jewelry demand. If the economy stays weak or gets worse, then investors will be looking for a safe haven. And they go through either way you slice it. But I'm going to shut up and bring Ted Anderson up. Then I'm going to get into Ron Paul questions whether there's gold at Fort Knox and the New York Fed. This is a big deal. Been covering it since last week. It's now getting mainstream news attention since Kitco interviewed him. We're going to get him back on soon to give us the inside scoop. But we know all the gold was stolen and sold into Europe. We've got the pieces of intel on that. But imagine, Congress isn't allowed to find out where the gold's at. We just trust the bankers. So Ron Paul needs to stay out of airplanes. I mean, he is really has a lot of courage. He came out 3 months ago and said the CIA has had a coup d'etat in America and deals the drugs. I mean, you want courage, it's Ron Paul. But I digress. Ted, I haven't even asked you today when I called you to come on. You bought a bunch of gold when it was $60, $70 lower. Did you run out of that gold when you bought it when gold was lower? And what's today's special?
I still have some of those items, Alex. We have the franc at 270. They're trading closer to 275 right now. We have the British Sovereign at 340. They're closer to 345. Walking Liberty halves at 975. Those ones are trading well into the $10 a piece. We do have bags of junk silver. We have, the U.S. Eagle. We even have some buffaloes. But you were talking about, the jewelry for India alone is going to go up from 400 tons last year, 480. This year they're expecting to see it at about 625. I mean, the demand for gold is going up. Like you said, Soros, just last January, Soros was a seller in gold, calling gold one of the asset bubbles of all time, and now he's a buyer. He's talking about $1,500 gold. There's so much going on in the marketplace right now. You were talking about the government knowing that we're running into a crisis. Not only do they know that they're running into a crisis, they published a document on July 27th that says that they're expecting a crisis to the magnitude of what occurred in Argentina, in Brazil. Brazil, just recently in Greece. They're pinning us to that, too.
Hey, Ted, your microphone's cutting out there.
Is it? Well, it's probably my voice. It's actually my voice.
No, it was cracked. The microphone.
Okay.
Recap what you were saying.
Well, I'm just saying that the government knows that we have problems. They just, they're aware of it. They published a document on July 27th that points that out. It's called the Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises, and people need to get this document. They can get it for free. We will mail it to you, or you can actually take a look at it on the internet. I don't care.
Well, look, the point is the government engineered the crisis. Of course they know what's going on. We have the IMF World Bank documents, so people need to call and get the free report if they want, but I wouldn't screw around on that. I'd get Franks, I'd get Sovereigns, I'd get Buffaloes. You've got excellent deals on all of them, amazing deals on silver. Tell them it's the radio special, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, they are already starting to monetize U.S. debt. They're paying off government debt with more paper. Of course, you're going to have gold go up. 800-686-2237. Ted, stay there. I got some more news coming up.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so you see all this media hype demonizing gold. I've been watching it for 8-9 years as it went from $260 an ounce to $1,260-something. And now the most widely held future option for the month of December is $1,500 an ounce. So That's how the insiders are betting on gold going to $1,500 an ounce. But meanwhile, I hear Cramer telling people invest in stocks that might give you 2, 3, 4% increase a year if you're lucky. Forget investing in gold where you can quadruple your money, Ted.
Yeah, you know, but there's a lot of motivation there because he handles stocks. He's sitting there by Wall Street. He's so much caught into that insider side of things that, you know, he benefits from selling stocks. But I can tell you, gold hit $1,250 an ounce, Alex. That puts us $10 away from the market peak from the last one. I expect that gold will be trading much higher than the last market peak before we even hit October. And we're only in August right now, August 31st. And being $10 behind the market peak, that's pretty darn strong. I would bet that George Soros is actually going to be right this time. He's a billionaire for a reason. He's got the inside information. I don't know why he was so influenced in the beginning of this year to tell people to get out of gold and that it was overinflated, but he's reversed his position, you know, 180 degrees, and he's saying buy, and he's buying it himself, and he's expecting gold to hit $1,500 an ounce. I'm suspecting that he'll be right. I mean, the lowest prediction in that article that Drudge is pointing toward over at Bloomberg is $1,350 an ounce, and that's $100 higher from where we are at right now.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't people buy gold coins that you have massively discounted that you bought back when gold was $60, $70 lower a month ago? Why wouldn't they then get all those savings passed forward and then have all of this upside if they were getting it for an investment? I get gold and silver as an emergency backup because I know the history of Germany and Zimbabwe and Europe and this country with devaluations of currency. And I know that it's a great hedge against economic uncertainty. And that's why Bloomberg says most people are getting into it. And then I've got all this other news. Ron Paul questions whether there's gold at Fort Knox, New York, and the Fed. That's out of the Hill newspaper. He first talked to Kitco last Wednesday. We covered it then. But here's Ron Paul coming right out and talking about the emperor's new clothes and saying, where is all the gold? Because the Federal Reserve fights kicking and screaming to never allow anybody to see that gold, Ted.
Well, you know, it just only makes sense that we audit it. It's just one of those other things that the Federal Reserve wants to have secrecy. They want to be able to move and move in a direction whichever they choose, and they never want to be exposed. And, of course, we, the citizens of the United States, should know how much gold is there. They confiscated it from us in 1933.
That's right.
That's why it's there
That's
in the first
right.
place.
For any Americans that think that government isn't tyrannical, Roosevelt said, give me all your gold, I'm going to give you paper back, and a year later basically doubled the price of it an ounce, and it turned out that the Firestone family and others had set up secret purchasing arms in Europe just trying to buy their own gold back, and they got prosecuted. That's how these bankers scam people. So they hoarded our gold. What was left, they've already sold to themselves at discounted prices. We need to be able to look at our gold and then arrest the Federal Reserve Bank people. I mean, it's so simple, Ted.
Yeah, it's so upside down, though. It's crazy. Call for the offer, man. I tell you, now's the time to be doing it. And the number is 800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. Alex, you get a free year subscription into that newsletter, the International Forecaster. You just can't beat an offer like that.
I'll tell you what, Ted. I got Joel Skousen coming up at the 5 after, but I want to go over some other economic news with you in one moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.